Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That Roach didn't hang around because I feel like he would really be enjoying this particular episode of Free Talk Live, where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I did not expect when I came here tonight to find myself talking about flat earth theories and fake moon landings. I mean, it's not that I didn't not expect the fake moon landing thing, because that's fairly common among people. I think my father believes the moon landing is fake. I'm not really sure, because he's an idiot in so many other regards that anytime he opens his mouth, I just tune him out. However, other people do believe that the moon landing was fake who aren't idiots. And I'm curious to know what they think, why they believe it. And that got us into, you know, all sorts of different subjects, and where I said during the last segment that in order to be a flat earther, I mean, you basically have to be, how did I phrase it? In order to be a Christian, you basically have to be a flat earther. And, of course, that got some attention. So let's go to the phones. We have Jack calling from Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe the moon landing was real. I believe the Earth is a globe. And, you know, you quoted some scriptures a minute ago, but a globe can be held up by pillars.
Okay, hold on, because you started talking with me about this. Hold on, Jack, because you started talking about this with me during the break on the phone, and I asked you to hold on and save it for the air. During this call, you asked me if I could point to any Bible verses that said the Earth is flat. Well, I said during the last segment that the Bible at no point explicitly says that the Earth is flat. It just uses descriptions that strongly suggest the Earth is flat and that would not make sense in the context of a round Earth. So I admitted in the last segment that the Bible never explicitly said the Earth is flat. However, these statements, these descriptions only make sense from the point of view of a flat Earth.
How so, again? A globe can be held on pillars. Northeast, south, and west can be considered corners of the Earth.
But they're not corners. They're not corners. That's not what a corner is.
They're referred to as corners by modern-day maritime.
No, they're referred to corners by biblical people who existed 3,000 years ago who were too ignorant to realize the Earth is a globe and doesn't have corners.
Well, what's the definition of libertarianism? What is the definition?
I can't define libertarianism off the top of my head. Adherence to the non-aggression principle would be my off-the-cuff definition.
Isn't it basically long as it doesn't affect you, you don't attack other people's beliefs or...
No. I can attack any beliefs I want. And to say, to stand there and say to a trans person from deep
in the... Isn't that what the government does, though?
I'm attacking with words, Jack. Don't even dare pretend like that's the same thing as what the government does.
Hold on a second, Jack.
Because you just suggested that the trans person from deep in the Bible Belt, from the state of Mississippi, raised by Southern Baptists, has no right to speak about Christianity because somehow it didn't affect me. I got news for you, dude. This crap affected me through most of my life in ways that you can't even comprehend.
I was a Jehovah's Witness, and it came to believe in Jesus, not in religion at any level. Catholic, Baptist, Mormon.
So let's get to these Bible verses. Corners of the Earth doesn't make any sense outside of the context of a globe. Okay, you show me on the globe where the corners are. Take a basketball.
It's north, east, south, and west, man. Those are labels. All over the place.
Those are labels. Okay, take a basketball.
There's a label in the Bible, too.
Take a basketball and show me where the corners are on that basketball.
Well, I could reference them if I needed to for a different reason.
How? It's a circle.
I put an N on the top. an E on the right, an S on the bottom, and a W on the left.
Okay, so I get it.
It's just maritime law.
It's not maritime law. I get it, though. It's just not meant to be taken. It's not meant to be taken literally. Is that right?
Yes, just like the Bible wasn't necessarily taken to be literal.
Well,
there's lots of scriptures.
Then why should I take any part of it to be literal? There's no indication in any of these verses that are not meant to be taken literally. It's not like it says, hey, by the way, this statement about God holding the pillars of the earth firm, that's metaphorical. The earth doesn't actually have pillars. Don't take that statement literally. There's no indication of that within the Bible. It's just when something is scientifically inconvenient for Christians, they go, oh, no, that's metaphorical. But this part about hell and the damnation and the Jesus rising from the dead, all of that's literal.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to get cut.
Why?
Oh, you can put a globe on pillars.
Okay, I'm not saying that you can't. I'm saying that there's no indication within the Bible that when they say the pillars of the earth being held firm, that it's not referring to pillars on an actual earth.
Well,
right, it's just Christians like you coming behind later saying, oh man, that's scientifically invalid. It turns out if we take this book that we say is the Word of God and we say that it's literally true because it's the Word of God, then it's been proven factually wrong by science. So what's the solution? We'll say, oh, that's not literal. That biblical passage about the pillars of the earth and the corners of the earth, that's metaphorical. That thing about the roof of the earth not caving in, that's also metaphorical. All of that's metaphorical. But this part about damnation here and Jesus coming back as a zombie, that's literal. That's not a metaphor for anything. Even though, you know, realistically, the whole story of Jesus is probably a metaphor for astrology, and Christians just don't realize that they're engaging in sun worship and, you know, astrology because they're silly and they think that Christianity is somehow different and didn't co-opt all of these pagan religions that were built on sun worship and astrology. So anyway, that's what Christians do, Jack, and it's frustrating because if you want me to believe any part of this book is literally true, and this same book has no suggestion anywhere within it about what is true and what isn't true, what is literal and what is metaphorical, then what you're handing me is garbage. You're handing me a scientific document, something that you're claiming represents absolute truth in the universe. You're saying, but some of this, by the way, some of this is not actually true, and it's up to you to figure it out. And I don't believe in any sort of creator that's interacting with humans. Someone may have created this universe or this metaverse or whatever. I don't know. However, if such a being did create this universe and wanted to interact with us, and the best thing that this entity could do to communicate with us is to give us this book thousands of years ago by people who passed it down by oral tradition, who lived in a desert, and who used metaphors in a way that in modern context and modern understanding suggests that they didn't have a clue what they were talking about. But in reality, it's because some of it's literal and some of it's metaphorical. Then that being who devised that wickedly stupid plan is not worthy of my worship in the first place, because I can communicate better than that. I'm not just going to go, okay, here's an hour and a half documentary I'm making. Some of this isn't actually true. Some of it is. Figure it out. And that's the creator of the universe. It's absolutely insane. And what I put up here, referencing the Bible verses in question, there are so many of them, like Job 28:24, Psalm 48:10, Proverbs 34, Revelation 7:1. Now, the last time Jack called and we had a discussion about something, I don't remember exactly what, he refused to admit that we were arguing about slavery or something. He refused to admit that these passages were even in the Bible, right? I was just making them up out of thin air, even as I was giving him the actual Bible verses. And so kudos to him for calling back after that. Hopefully he looked into the Bible verses that I talked about then, but he didn't want to talk about that tonight. So a lot of the Bible, absolutely, it's got some great stuff in it. But that isn't undone by the reality that it's not a scientific document. It's not somewhere I would go if I wanted to learn the way things actually are. It's where I would go if I want to learn how people who existed 3,000 years ago thought how things were.
And yeah, if anything, it's a history lesson.
It is. And, you know, so much of it has been proven untrue at this point that eventually Christians are just going to have to say, no, the entire thing is metaphorical. No part of it is meant to be taken literally. it's just useless. But maybe I'm wrong. 603-283-6160. You're more than welcome to call and enlighten us. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Discussion 603-283-6160. if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange, two exchanges, in fact, xMarkets, that's exmarkets.com, where all you need to sign up is an email address, which means you can actually keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, trade them for Tether, and use that to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token, or you can get it at Uniswap. Yeah, Uniswap. All of which you can find at intercoin.org. That's where you can find links to those exchanges. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Now, before we got into a very deep rabbit hole of flat earth and Christianity and stuff like that, there was an article I wanted to get into because I don't understand the science behind it. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense based on what I know about how vaccines work. Pfizer is saying that the booster neutralized Omicron, but the variant may elude two doses. And the only way I could see this as making sense is if they mean if you had your second dose 6 months ago, a booster would help. And even then, I have to dispute the science. I don't have to dispute the science behind it, but it doesn't convince me. Pfizer said that a third dose of their COVID-19 vaccine did neutralize the Omicron variant in lab tests, but that the two-dose regimen was significantly less effective at blocking the virus, which suggests that they do mean three doses rapidly in a row. At least that's how this article has phrased it. A third dose increased antibodies 25-fold compared with two doses against the Omicron variant. Still, I want to know the time frames of these, and it's not telling me.
Well, I guess you're supposed to get how long? I think it's like a month apart or something.
You're supposed to get
the first one,
and then wait 21 days and get the second one. And I think 14 or 21 days after that, you're considered fully vaccinated.
Yeah, but then I think now they want you to do a third one.
They do. The United Kingdom wants you to get a shot every 3 months, I think.
For the rest of your life?
Well, they're not saying that part.
Until it kills you?
Yeah, well, they're not saying that, but yeah, essentially. They just don't seem to want to recognize the reality that COVID-19 is here and it's not going away and that there's no measure you can take to make it go away. We don't do this about any other flu, which does occasionally kill people. So a third dose increased antibodies. Two doses may prove effective in preventing severe illness from COVID-19. They don't have any evidence to support that, though, from what I can tell. Because immune cells are able to recognize 80% of parts of the spike protein that the vaccine targets. It doesn't sound very impressive.
You know what's so ironic about this? So we were reading an article earlier in the show from the New York Times about misinformation and how, you know, several news sources are promoting all of this right-wing misinformation and conspiracy theories. But it's ironic because when you go to articles like that who are, you know, speaking out against health effects from the vaccine or how masks don't work, things like that that might be considered misinformation by the mainstream media, they always cite their sources. They're always, you know, they always have evidence to back up what they're saying 90% of the time. The articles that I'm reading, they're always backing up what they're saying. They're always, you know, providing data to support what they're saying. But then you go to articles like this, and they never support what they're saying. They're just like, nope, you know, I'm this credible news source from the mainstream media, and you should just believe what I say because I'm from the New York Times or the Washington Post or wherever. You know, they never actually provide any evidence.
You know, they do link to something here, but I want to say, oh, we're actually correct. They're not saying a booster will help against the Omicron variant. They're saying just three shots. They want to take the original two-shot thing and turn it into a three-shot thing. Because the finding from the company's early study and one by scientists in South Africa, which they did link to, suggests that three doses will be needed to produce a similar immune response against Omicron as was provided by just two doses against earlier strains of the virus. So now you're not fully vaccinated against the Omicron variant at two shots. You have to get three shots, presumably spaced 21 weeks apart or whatever. This is a massive gift to the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, right.
We're not making enough money. I mean, we're making record profits here, and all of our stocks are way, way up, and our CEOs are sitting fat making huge amounts of money, but we're not making enough. It's not enough that the United Kingdom is now saying, nope, you have to get a booster every 3 months. We have to make the initial round of two shots no longer good enough. Now you have to have three shots to even be considered fully vaccinated. And again, we're not talking about a booster 6 months down the line. We're talking about three shots just to get that first fully vaccinated status. Absolutely insane. And they'll get away with it. It also bolsters the case for repeated and periodic boosters to maintain people's immune defenses against an evolving COVID-19, the company said. No, it suggested exactly the opposite, that you need three doses to produce a similar immune response against Omicron as was needed against any of the other strains. So it's saying that you have to have not a booster, but three shots in the same way that you needed two shots previously. They say this is very positive news. I bet it is for them, because now they're going to make even more money. That should make everyone even more motivated to get vaccinated and get a booster, said Pfizer Chief Scientific Officer Michael Dilston.
Oh, yeah, he loves that. You guys should be excited. Give me your money. Woohoo!
I mean, they are absolutely making record profits.
It's disgusting.
The company's current vaccine will provide a strong defense against Omicron, especially if people get a booster shot. The three-dose regimen, he noted, could provide stopgap protection against Omicron through the winter and until a new vaccine targeted directly at the variant would be ready if needed. So it's unclear whether they mean a booster shot or three shots to reach fully vaccinated status. I don't know which, and the article isn't being very clear about it because it's not pointing out the timelines here. But don't worry, three shots will do for now. But we're going to develop a vaccine against the Omicron variant itself, and then you'll just have to get that fourth shot, and you'll be fully vaccinated against that variant, but you'll have to get a booster shot for that. Here's your second, you know, here's where we're going. Here's your second COVID-19 vaccination card just for the Omicron variant.
And that's the thing, too. It's like with all these boosters, there's only four slots, I think, on the cards. There's the two initial doses that you allegedly needed, and then there's two extra slots for, like, it says, like, other.
I think so.
Which should have been foreshadowing into them wanting to administer more boosters.
I thought it was obvious to everyone, just based on how colds work, that they were going to need an additional vaccine, presumably every 45 days, based on what they said initially. But the only way I could see this working is they have a new vaccine card just for the Omicron variant, in addition to your previous vaccination card. It's getting crazy. Life's been crazy. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not interested in extending an olive branch concerning the events surrounding January 6th.
I'll never forgive former President of the United States and his lackeys and his bullies that he sent to the Capitol for the trauma that wasn't what was exerted on our staff.
That's Pelosi speaking during a weekly press conference on Wednesday. She discussed last January 6, when a handful of people entered the Capitol building as Congress considered the Electoral College vote. Meanwhile, the head of the House panel investigating January 6th says it has no choice but to move forward with contempt charges against former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Chairman Representative Benny Thompson says in a letter Meadows has already provided documents to the committee, including emails and texts regarding the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News. The Omicron variant is less transmissible and not as potent as other COVID-19 variants.
As mainstream media first reported, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
It's a weak variant. Bourla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And South Dakota GOP Governor Kristi Noem has been ranked best governor in America by a prominent nonprofit conservative organization. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The conversation, take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we're giving away a second BitBox here in the coming weeks. For those who don't know, the BitBox is a hardware wallet for cryptocurrency, but unlike other wallets, BitBox's software is 100% open source, which helps it to avoid some of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. If you want a chance to win this one, it's no screenshots necessary, none of that. All you have to do is join the apps program at apps.freetalklive.com. They'll take you directly to our Patreon, where we'll be choosing one of our supporters at random on an episode of Free Your Talk Live in the future. And although we like being able to offer a bonus to our supporters, the real reason you should join is because you want to support the show. But a free hardware wallet, all the more reason to sign up. Amps.freetalklive.com will take you directly there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Now, during the break, Nikki, you and I got into a conversation about Sweden and microchips. God only knows how we got into it. The Omicron-specific vaccination card, I guess, led us to this conversation.
Yeah.
Led us to this article you have about Sweden, where people are actually getting microchips in them to show their vaccination status.
Yes. So the first article I found was actually from 2018. So this isn't a new thing. So then I went and found another article from 2021. One that was kind of fact checking it. Yes, it is true. And then the second one actually said It was pretty similar to the original article that I found in 2018. So it doesn't seem like it's widely adopted. They phrase it like thousands of people are doing it and that it's widely adopted. But really, in 2018, it says only 4,000 people had done it. In over the past few years, I think only 3,000 more had. So it didn't seem like it was a huge phenomenon, but NPR wanted to make it seem like it was.
Well, 7,000 people getting this microchip to show their vaccination status is still alarming.
But it's not just for vaccination status.
Oh, it's not.
It's for everything, allegedly. Like social security number, all your information.
So full-on mark of the beast kind of stuff.
Totally is not a breach of personal information. I mean, that there's no way that that could go wrong.
No, and, you know, the worst way it could go wrong is probably what's going to be coming is if some central bank digital currency manages to tie your wallet directly to that microchip and... Then all you have to do to make a purchase is scan that microchip or whatever. And obviously, by doing that, if you don't jump through all of their hoops, if you don't get all of their vaccines, they can just cut you off. Instead of just banning you from the grocery store and saying, hey, you're not vaccinated, you can't be here, they'll just cut off your chip. Say, no, can't spend money anymore. And people are actually doing this, thousands of them, in Sweden.
So technology continues to get closer and closer to our bodies, from the phones in our pockets to the smartwatches on our wrists. Now for some people, it's getting under their skin. In Sweden, a country rich with technological advancement, thousands have had microchips inserted into their hands. The chips are designed to speed up users' daily routines and make their lives more convenient.
I'll give it to you that in some circumstances, on some occasions, it's easier to just whip up my phone and like scan a QR code or present a QR code or whatever. That's why cryptocurrency here in Kane has been so successful, because it's so unbelievably convenient to just take out your phone, scan a code, and hit send.
But when you want to, you can get rid of your phone.
Yes.
How do you get rid of this microchip? Do I have to, like, dig it out from under my skin? I mean, like, that's crazy. Can you get it removed? Who knows? It's creepy.
Presumably at this point, one could just go to the doctor and be like, hey, I got this implanted and I want it taken out. I'm not necessarily opposed to microchips and stuff like that. I'm fine. If you want to microchip my dog... I'm fine with that. That helps me as the person who's taking care of this dog. If she gets lost or whatever, the vet will scan her and, hey, let's get in touch with Aria and get this dog back home. However, I'm not getting any microchips implanted into me. Go ahead.
My issue with it is just that it seems to have, like, all their information in it.
Yeah.
So, like, that's just, it's, like, a little too far, like, your credit card numbers and, you know, all of your identification. It's just, like, you can scan your microchip and, like, everything about you just pops up. I mean, that's not safe.
Imagine how useful it would be in China or some other totalitarian regime where they do have social credit systems and stuff like that, and they can just cut off your access to the financial world. That's why the Chinese government wants their central bank digital currency so badly, so that if your social credit score gets low enough, they can just cut you off, and then you starve to death. You have to die.
Yeah.
So that's why I oppose these things, because I know how authoritarian regimes can and will abuse them.
Yeah, that's why I'm concerned, because I think, I mean, who knows? Sweden could be heading in that direction. I don't know too much about Sweden, but...
I mean, the U.S.
definitely is.
They absolutely are. And we talked about the Bible earlier and all of that. And, you know, I'm not a believer in the Bible. But, you know, there is something to be said about Christians being concerned about the mark of the beast and, you know, having to be microchipped in order to buy groceries and stuff like that. Anything that sounds like that sounds like a bad idea. And it's not because I believe the Bible is right or anything like that. I think anyone who sits around thinking about the future of humanity long enough will come to certain ideas, and among those is this idea. There's the word microchip obviously isn't in the Bible. It just talks about people having the number of the mark of the beast as, I don't know, it doesn't say implanted in their skin or anything like that. I don't recall exactly what it says, but anyone who recognizes human nature and the tendency of authoritarian governments would realize that, yes, they want control over you, And if they have the ability to cut off your access to the economy, if they're sufficiently upset with you, then they don't need a prison system at that point. They, don't need re-education centers at that point.
It's way cheaper. You just let you starve in your own house.
Yeah, all they need at that point is the mechanism in place for them to say, yep, nope, you can't say that online, so for the next week you can't buy groceries, or you can't eat out, or you can't spend money, or whatever. It's dangerous technology. And I think that's why it should be avoided. Just like I oppose, you know, this mind-reading technology, people are developing actual technology headsets that you can wear that will read your brainwaves and allow you to control things on screen and stuff. It sounds like a good idea until you realize the ramifications that it has.
I saw a post, not to get off topic, but I saw a post where there was a headset similar to what you were talking about, and it recreates people's dreams. And everybody's commenting, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And I'm like, cool? That's freaky. Like, I don't want it to be out in the open, like my dreams. It's just a personal, private thing. And I think once, I think that sort of technology can be misused very easily. Similarly to this, where they're kind of taking advantage of people's need for, want for convenience. And, you know, they throw away all sense of security and privacy for the means of convenience.
Well, most people did that long ago, so I guess for most people this is just another step of not having privacy. But yeah, my take on it is that one's mind should be insurmountable, that technology for mind reading and all of these other things, that's just technology that we as a species should be smart enough to say, you know, this is stuff that we need to stay far the hell away from and never do any research into it. Because it's terrifying. And at this point, yeah, it is just controlling a cube on screen or whatever. But the first airplane only flew a few dozen feet.
Yeah.
And now we've put a man on the moon, unless you ask Sarah, in which case that didn't actually happen. But we at least had the technology to fake a moon landing.
Yeah.
And that was just in a few decades as well from the invention of the video camera. So technology starts very small, and they never end up where they began. Now we have 3D movies and all of that. We're less than a little over a century away from the invention of the video recorder. I don't want to know where mind reading technology can go, because I don't think it's technology that humans should ever have explored in the first place. And it alarms me that the species wasn't smart enough or prescient enough to go, you know what? Yeah, no, we're not letting governments have access to this technology. So we're just not going to develop it ever. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's been Aria
and Nikki.
Say thank you to Kristen E., who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Kristen is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you directly to our Patreon, where if you like the show, The Ideas of Liberty, a show, nationally syndicated radio show that allows anyone to call in and talk about anything that's important to them, whether it's the moon landing, or whether or not the Bible says the earth is flat. If you value that, joining the AMPS program is the best way to show that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's used to advertise, market, promote, and support the show to get us on more radio stations, all of that great stuff. So, Kristen, thank you so much for your support. All we ask is $5 per month. That gets you in. And although it does have some cool perks, really, the reason you should join is because you value the ideas of liberty and you want us to reach a larger audience with our show. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Now, we've exhausted these subjects as much as we can, but this is somewhat related, so I wanted to dig into it. Evidently, there was an Amazon outage yesterday. I didn't know anything about that.
I didn't either.
I did notice that some packages that I was having that was supposed to deliver yesterday got delayed until today. What a horrible inconvenience that was.
I know.
And that was it. I didn't think about it as being an outage. I just figured, oh, well, the truck ran into some bad weather or something. No, there was an actual outage at Amazon Inc.'s cloud computing arm, which left thousands of people in the U.S. without working fridges, Roombas, and doorbells, highlighting just how reliant people have become on the company. Now, when I first started hanging out with one friend of mine, we had never hung out outside of work or anything like that. He just, knowing that I'm into technology and Bitcoin and all of this stuff, he was like, I bet you're one of those people who has a smart everything in your home, aren't you? No. See, you're one step from learning everything you need to know about me. That is, that crap will never be anywhere near my home. I don't want a smart fridge. I want a 1980-something refrigerator that all it does is keep my food cold. I don't want it to tell me the outside temperature or any of that nonsense. I want a doorbell that rings, and that's it. If I have security cameras, it's because I put them there, not because Amazon is watching things for me, and it's not some cloud-based. I don't want a Roomba. I will just sweep the floor or vacuum it myself or hire someone to who isn't Amazon. this Internet of Things, I don't know of any IT person, anyone who has seriously done IT work throughout their life who is like, yeah, this is going to be great. Every IT person that I've ever encountered is like, no, you should run screaming from this stuff because it's horrifically unsecure. And it makes you reliant on Amazon. Imagine not being able to, I don't know what a smart fridge does because I can't even fathom.
I can't fathom what a smart fridge would do.
I can't either. Can you open it with the app? Or what does it mean that your smart fridge is no longer working? It's no longer keeping things cold? Why would your Roomba stop working just because it can't get the latest signal from Amazon? Why should it be? It's all very confusing. Evidently, the disruption began at about 10 a.m. yesterday morning. It also upended package deliveries, took down major streaming services, and prevented people from getting into Walt Disney parks. So even Walt Disney relies on Amazon. Affected Amazon services included the voice assistant Alexa and the Ring small doorbell unit. Irate device users tweeted their frustrations to Ring's official account, while many complaining that they spent time rebooting or reinstalling their apps and devices before finding out on Twitter that there was a general Amazon Web Services outage. Multiple Ring users even said they weren't able to get into their homes without access to the phone app, which was down. Now, this is a major problem. I bought a water filter recently from Walmart, and I was horrified to find out that the first instruction that they provided was to install an app, because evidently the water purifier is Bluetooth enabled.
Why?
I know. I can't fathom any need I would ever have to monitor my water filter with
an app. You have one job. Filter the water.
To make matters worse, it has lights on it, right? Letting me know the status of the filter. When it's clean and in good condition, it's green. When it's, you know, getting worse off, it's yellow. And when it's time to be replaced, it turns red. I can't imagine an app for this water filter doing anything beyond telling me what color the light is or what the status of the filter is. But there are already lights on the stupid thing that I can look at and see. So why have... And I hate thinking, now that I think about it, I want to go home and destroy the thing because it is a smart water filter by definition, right? But no, it's not connected to the internet. And I think that's part of the criteria for me. But still, no water purifier should ever have Bluetooth.
It's so unnecessary. So apparently with the smart refrigerators, it's connected to the internet and it apparently alerts you when things need to be replenished. I don't know how it knows. That's just what Wikipedia told me.
So, like, it will let you know if you're running out of milk or whatever?
A smart refrigerator, also known as an internet refrigerator, is a refrigerator which is able to communicate with the internet. This type of refrigerator is often equipped to determine itself whenever a food item needs to be replenished.
You know what else could be used for that purpose?
You.
Opening the door and looking in the fridge. Just like I don't need a Bluetooth app to tell me what the status of the water filter is, I can just look at the water filter and go, oh, that's going to need to be replaced soon. And I can look in my fridge and go, oh, I'm going to need to buy milk in a few days. How lazy are people that instead of actually opening their fridge and taking a survey of what needs to be replaced, because a lot of this is also predictable as well. I know how much milk I'm going to drink over the course of a month, and it's so little that I never buy milk, right? Why would I buy milk so I could drink one glass a week and then have it spoil and throw out the other half of the gallon? But if you're a family of four, or a family of five or whatever, you have a reasonable expectation of, okay, every 3 days we're going to need a gallon of milk or whatever. It's just bad planning. Smart light bulbs. Why do you need a smart light bulb? Every room in the United States that you walk into, you walk by a light switch upon entering.
No, but the smart light bulbs, you can have an app on your phone. They change colors. You can turn it off.
It doesn't have to be smart for that. I mean, you can get LEDs that do that as well, but they don't have to be connected to the internet.
I guess not. Yeah, okay.
And it wouldn't stop responding to commands just because Amazon's went out.
Imagine that if, like, all the lights in your house were off because you're so dependent on Jeff Bezos.
Some of these people couldn't even get into their house because they're like, the only way I know how to get in my house is through the app. I don't have a key.
My microchip is malfunctioning.
I can't imagine living in this world. I mean, sure, I do have a doorknob that uses door codes and stuff like that, but... In the event that the battery dies, I do also have a key that I can use. And I think it's a safety feature that it will automatically unlock if the battery dies. But it also notifies you before the battery dies, yeah. Not with an app, but by blinking at you.
Oh, it's not a smart keypad.
No, and I wouldn't want it to be. Why would I want my keypad to be sending effectively my door code
to Amazon?
Well,
that way, when the government comes to rob your house, they can just... unlock the door themselves so they don't have to smash it down with a bear cat, I suppose.
Well, they didn't use a bear cat at my house. You're referring to the March the 16th raids that occurred here and at my house. They did use the bear cat here, put a battering ram on it, and...
Twice,
yes. They didn't use the bear cat at my place. From what I could tell, they just used some sort of handheld battering device to knock in the door.
Oh, how nice of them.
Well... comparatively, yeah, kind of. I mean, they didn't knock out any windows at my place. They turned Leverett Street here into a war zone.
Yeah.
They at least did not do that at my house. They did threaten to shoot me, but they didn't break out any windows. They didn't drive a tank into my living room. But still, they probably could have watched me closely enough to figure out, what is that number Arya keeps putting in every night at this predictable time when she gets home? So, sure, that's a possibility. But, yeah, they could have just subpoenaed that information from Amazon in that case. Hey,
yeah,
it would make us easier if we could just, you know, enter their door code.
It's harder to break down the door, though, you know? That's part of the whole SWAT team experience, right?
They were eager to use that Bearcat here, best I can tell, because this is so unnecessary.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's fun. Property destruction.
So this
out- live for.
This outage prompted people to reflect on the pitfalls of having a smart home. Even though they should have been aware of this from the first part, from the first place, while those with, quote, dumb homes, also known as normal homes, gloated that their fridges and light switches were working just fine. And I'm one of those. I'm going to go home tonight. My fridge and my light switches will be working just fine. I can get into my home without using an app. I can do all sorts of things without using an app, including checking my water filter and checking how much milk I have left. People are becoming so reliant on technology, I have to imagine it's more difficult. It's got to be easier just to check your fridge. But we're out of time for the night. You can join us on our chat server in the meantime at chat.freetalklive.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with
with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.